Signs of instability. When we're traveling in the backcountry, we are constantly looking and listening for signs of instability. What is the snow telling us? If we're on a groomed, hammered out track, we want to make sure to get into fresh snow regularly to get a feel for the snow. Red flags. If we get any of the signs of instability listed below, we want to make sure we're in simple, low consequence terrain or quickly adjust our plans for the day. Woomphing. It sounds exactly like the word. It is the sound of the snow collapsing on a weak layer. The air being compressed creates a sound. Woomph. When you feel and hear a woomph, you will know. Your heart will stop and you'll feel a little bit sick. It doesn't always result in an avalanche, but if you are in the right terrain, chances are good that it will. Check out the video below from the South Rockies field team to get an idea of what it sounds like. This video is in the spring, so the drop in the snowpack is substantial. On skis and splitboards, it's much easier to hear and feel a woomph. It is very unlikely we will notice one while we're sledding. We want to make it a habit of stopping, jumping off our sleds, and walking around a bit in safe spots to see if we're getting any woomphing. Shooting cracks. Another big red flag out there is cracking. Constantly observe around your skis as you're riding for any cracking. Remember, we're not going to get this on that highway of a groomed trail in. We need to step off into the fresh snow regularly to check on our signs of instability. The pictures below show some good examples of cracking. Recent avalanches. We always want to be looking around and observing any recent avalanche activity. If we see avalanches that look fresh within the last 24 to 48 hours and in similar terrain that we are headed to, we're going to want to rethink our plan for the day. We can get an idea of how old an avalanche is by looking at the crown and debris. Is there snow blown on top of it, or are the edges still sharp? Avalanches don't need to be large to be a warning sign. Looking at the cut banks on the trail in can be a good indicator about snow stability. Pinwheeling. Are things heating up out there? One red flag we want to look for is pinwheeling. This is a great indicator that our snowpack is heating up. If we do observe pinwheeling, we want to get out of there quickly. Our snowpack is starting to weaken and we could expect to see some wet slab or wet loose avalanches.